Our scripture reading this morning comes from John 19, 38 through 42. This comes from John right after the death of Jesus comes the burial. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took away the body. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds, taking Jesus' body. The two of them wrapped it with the spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with the Jewish burial custom at the place where Jesus was crucified. There was a garden, and in that garden tomb, in which no one had been laid, because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. The word of God for the people of God. So in this scripture, Joseph of Arimathea was a secret follower of Christ. Nicodemus came to Jesus in the middle of the night because they were both afraid. Now we know from scripture that Nicodemus was a part of the Sanhedrin. And yet the Sanhedrin voted to put Christ to death, and it was unanimous. What we don't know was whether Joseph was there or whether he wasn't. We don't know whether he voted to go ahead and put Christ to death or whether he just skipped the meeting. He was afraid of the Sanhedrin leaders. There used to be a baseball player called Dizzy Dean. Now, Dizzy Dean was a pitcher. And he would come out once in a while and he'd stagger around, and he always carried a little flask with whiskey in it. People thought he was a drunk. Truth is, he wasn't a drunk, he had epilepsy. People in that time frame thought epilepsy was really a bad thing. And it was misunderstood. So instead of Dizzy Dean telling everybody he had epilepsy and being out in the open with it, he would rather them think that he was a drunk, an alcoholic. He was afraid of what people would say. People with epilepsy have been burned at the stake for being witches. I had childhood epilepsy. Epilepsy is caused by undue pressure on the brain. For me, I was in the birth canal 36 hours. Caused undue pressure in the brain. As I got older, the pressure subsided from my brain. I grew out of it. I'm not ashamed to say I have had epilepsy. But there's a lot of people that are. Because there's still a stigma to it, stigmatism to it. There's stigmatisms to a lot of things. A lot of people don't want to tell. Fear. Our human nature is we either bolt and get away from fear, or we fight. They call it the fight or flight fear. Fight or fear. Or fight or flee. But there's also another one, and it's called fawn. And we fawn a lot. What fawn means is that you don't run away from it. You don't fight it. You just sit there and don't say anything. You just sit there. In today's world, there's a lot of that. We talk about politics, and we have one view of politics, and somebody else has another, and that other person is sitting there talking, and what do? Well, we just keep our mouth shut. We don't want to say anything. Because we've got 5 or 10 people over here that are agreeing with this person. We're the only ones that don't believe that way. So instead of speaking up and saying, hey, well, I don't believe that. What do? We fawn. We just go along with it. We're afraid. You know, Joseph, here he was on the Sanhedrin Council, and he was afraid to say anything because he didn't want to go against the grain. Nicodemus, he came to Christ in the middle of the night. He didn't want anybody to see. I don't want anybody to see me because of what they think of me. How about the people that are at Walmart this morning? They're filling their gas tanks up. They're going here, they're going there. Why aren't they coming to church? And if you talk to a lot of people, here's what you'll hear. Those people in church won't accept me because I've got a nose ring or 3 or 4 earrings in one ear, or I've got tattoos. They won't accept me. What they are is they're afraid. But they use the people that are here as an excuse not to come. We in church, pastors, used to give sermons, hellfire and brimstone sermons, and they used fear to get people to come. They used fear to get people to come to Christ. For me, there's an old saying, you get more with sugar than you do vinegar. But people are afraid to come. Because a lot of churches today use fear. Because they don't understand. Just like Dizzy Dean. He was afraid of what people would say if they knew he had epilepsy. Most of you here in our congregations will remember a TV show called Happy Days. The guy that played Fonzie has epilepsy. But how many of you knew it? It's a stigmatism that we don't want to talk about. It's fear. We don't want to make somebody mad, so we don't say anything when we should speak up and say something. We're all this way. There's none of us. Lord knows I have kept my mouth shut and done things that I shouldn't have because I was afraid of what somebody else would think of. I was unhappy at my job. I worked there 15 years. And the last 3 years, I was extremely unhappy. And my wife knew it. She knew I was unhappy. And she finally got me to start looking on Indeed for jobs. And I did. And wastewater jobs are few and far between. And finally, one job came up, and I showed it to her. And she said, well, why don't you apply for it? I said, well, I don't think I'm qualified. She looked at the qualifications, and she said, you're qualified. Why don't you want to apply for it? And I made up some excuse. Truth is, I was afraid. I was comfortable where I was at. Even though that I was unhappy, I was afraid of something new. I was afraid. She had my phone, and she pushed that button, and she sent my resume off. It wasn't 48 hours later they called me, and I had that job. But it was my fear that was sticking me to where I was, where I was unhappy. I've got a job now that I'm happy in, and I love it. But it was fear. We all have fear. It's how we go about using our fear. How many of us, when we're pumping our gas at the gas station, there's somebody next to us, and we kind of like to start up a conversation, or they start up a conversation with us, and we'd like to invite them to church, but we don't. Because we're afraid. How many of us do these things every day? So as we're reading back here in John, there's a couple of things that really get me. One, 75 pounds of spices and aloes. 75 pounds to put on Christ's body. They weren't carrying that in the little pocket of their coat or in their pants pocket. 75 pounds was a lot to carry. And if you're carrying those 75 pounds, you're showing people that you've got that. But what also gets me is that Joseph and Nicodemus went to Pilate after they saw Christ's crucifixion and saw what he'd done. They weren't afraid anymore. They stepped out and said, hey, we're going to do the right thing. When I started down the path of becoming a licensed local pastor, it was a scary step for me, but I stepped out on that path. And it has been long and hard, but it has been very rewarding. And one of those rewards has been all of you, getting to know you, being the pastor of this church for a small 6 months. I've enjoyed it. And if I wouldn't have stepped out on that path, if I would have let my fear continue, because when I was in grade school and high school, if I got up in front of my class, I stuttered, stammered around. I could not talk in front of people. I could talk one-on-one to anybody. I've always been able to do that. But getting up here like today, sorry, I could not have done that. But I stepped out. I stepped onto the path. I'm glad I did. It's been very rewarding for me. And I'm glad in a lot of ways that I stepped out onto that path. We need to step out on the path more to that person at the gas station, convenience store, Walmart, Dollar General. We need to call that person that we haven't talked to in a long time. You say, hi, how you doing? Let them know that we're caring about them. We need to tell those people that have the tattoos and the rings in their nose that we're not going to judge them if they come to church. That's between them and God. All we want to do is see them there. Let them know that they are welcome in the house of God. We need to be bold. We need to step out, just like Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus finally did. They went to Pilate and said, hey, we want to take care of the Lord's body. How many of you will step out onto that path and not be there in fear, not be there in fighting, and not be there in falling? But to step up and say, hey, would you come to church with me? Lord, it is very hard for us to step out into the unknown. Some of us are more afraid than others. But please give us all courage to be the disciples of Christ that you would want us to be. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen.